Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're delighted to be joined again by Peter Krugel, CEO of Mast Energy Developments. Welcome back to the podcast, Peter.
Hello, Phil. Hello, Kevin. Thank you for having me back.
No problems. Yeah, I mean, we've obviously just seen the company sign a £5 million definitive investment agreement with Powertree, securing full funding for its 7.5 megawatt Hindlip project. Powertree will invest £500,000 for a 75% stake in the Hindlip SPV, with the remaining £4.5 million provided as a secured loan, while MED retains 25% ownership with no further funding obligations. Hindlip also secured a 15-year capacity market CM contract at £60,000 per megawatt year, ensuring a guaranteed gross profit of £6.3 million before CPI adjustments. Additionally, Pybridge secured both T1 and T4 CM contracts, guaranteeing £1.73 million in gross profit until 2029, alongside record high trading revenues. Peter, you highlighted the Powertree partnership as a key milestone in MED's growth strategy, complementing its agreement with Riverfort to expand its flexible power generation portfolio to over 300 megawatts. Peter, this investment agreement with Powertree is a major milestone for MED, securing full funding for Lip and strengthening your growth strategy. Can you just walk us through what this partnership means for the company's long-term vision and how it positions MED in the evolving UK energy landscape?
Yes, thank you for that overview, Phil. That's spot on. And yes, I think let's start with the partnership with Powertree that's now been cemented with the signing of this first £5 million definitive funding agreement that will see our Hindlip site fully funded, going into construction and then commercial operations, which means we will, for the first time, get a second site into production. And our partnership with Powertree is very important because now we've got two fully fledged strategies going at the same time in tandem, the one being with Riverfort and focused on acquiring existing sites, applying the successes that we've had at Pyrebridge, and that's in partnership with Riverfort. And now we are focusing on acquiring greenfield projects and getting that funded along with Powertree. So, you know, we've got a full scope strategy going now, two parts in tandem at the same time. And I think that will certainly expedite our strategy of building a portfolio of 300 plus megawatts.
Yeah, it almost feels like a bus, doesn't it? You wait ages for one and then a couple come along, you know, you've managed to secure those couple of kind of funding partnerships. So, I mean, this agreement secures the full funding for Hindlip, as I just alluded to. You know, what does this mean for MED's overall strategy? Presumably, you can almost use it as a cookie cutter model now. You know, you take they take the 75% effectively. You've got a 25% free carry with no capex. I mean, does this change the face for MED?
Yes, absolutely, Phil. And I think most importantly, because, you know, we've got, you know, the two parts of the strategy running in tandem. So as I said, you know, the existing sites with Riverfort, and that's got its very distinct advantages, as we've seen with Pyrebridge, the successes there, and also now the Greenfields projects as well in partnership with Powertree. So I think important to maybe just explain a bit more about Powertree. I mean, they've been doing this for a very long time. I mean, they've become involved in this sector before the introduction of the capacity market back in 2014. So they've got a large portfolio of these assets that's in production and that they own and that they've been operating ever since. And they are still very keen and very actively deploying serious capital into these projects, into new projects, building more, building out their portfolio. And the fact that they've partnered with us, I think, is a very clear sign that our business model is attractive and that we can attract quality partners that's been doing this for a very long time and that's, you know, serious to deploy significant capital into these types of assets.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big commitment, isn't it? You know, £5 million. So what drew Powertree to MED's projects? And do you see this partnership extending beyond Hindlip to other sites potentially?
Yes. And that's a very good question, Phil, because as I said, I mean, Powertree has been doing this for a very long time. They've got their own large portfolio. And, you know, why partner with MED? And I think, you know, one of the main reasons is the fact that We've also, been doing this for a number of years. I think since the successes we've had with PyBridge in partnership with Riverford, I think that's caught the attention of Powertree, and they could clearly see that we know what we're doing. They approached me. We had an initial discussion. They had a look at our portfolio, our business model, what we've been doing, and I think they clearly saw that, we know what we're doing, and we've got quality projects. I think that's the main thing, because I mean, these sites, anyone can go and look at these sites, but getting a quality site is, I think, the key. And the fact that we do have existing quality sites which are construction ready and ready to go was a big attraction. And we also have the ability to procure more of these quality greenfield sites, which is very attractive to Powertree. So I think following Hendlip, we've already discussing the next site. So that will follow. And the idea is to keep on building the portfolio with them.
So, Peter, are we on a two-track system now, where you're going to go greenfield with Powertree and within Mast itself, and obviously with the help of the other partners, you're going to be trying to buy ready-to-go stuff? Is that a fair summation?
Yes. So apart from the greenfield strategy in partnership with Powertree now, we are very much also focusing in tandem at the same time on building out the strategy with Riverford to acquire existing projects similar to PyBridge, applying the overall work program that we've seen that we've done successfully at PyBridge. And the benefit of and the attraction of that strategy is it's much quicker to income production and at a lower CapEx versus greenfield projects. So I think deploying both at the same time has got cross-pollination and will certainly expedite our portfolio of megawatts in production.
So two, three, four, five of these is going to be a game changer. No, you're going to be looking at 800 to £1 million of free cash flow that will be coming into Mast. I mean, we did some top of the head calculations, and maybe talking about 200 to £250,000 free cash flow coming into Mast for each one of these sites. So certainly, it's a good start. Is Powertree the company that was actually formed by the Uruguayan brothers, Emmanuel and Rafael? Is that the company that we're talking about?
So Powertree is a joint venture between Tree, Hartree being one of the largest trading companies globally. So and Power Balancing Services. So the CEO of Powertree is Graham White. He's one of the first into the flexible power generation market in the UK.
Okay, very good. And how is it listed, Powertree? Is it how big is the company?
So the joint venture is obviously between Hartree and Power Balancing Services. Hartree is large private company, so unlisted, but they've got a very large balance sheet of many billions. They're involved in various sectors, including the energy sector in the UK, and Power Balancing Services is also a privately owned UK company.
Okay, so two big companies wanting to grow. So I suppose the question on my lips is why can't they do it themselves, and why are you going to add value to them?
So they have been doing it themselves, and as I said, they've been doing this for a very long time. So I think they're kind of one of the leaders in the market. And I think the fact that they've partnered with us is a very clear indication that we've got something on offer. They like our business model, they like our people, they like our recent successes, and I think we bring something to the table that at this stage, they're not able to do themselves completely on their own. I think part of that is the fact that the growth in demand in the UK energy market is so significant that no one single player can fill that demand.
And how do you see that unfolding then in terms of your relationship with Powertree? I mean, are we going to be doing one of these every year, or is it going to be, as you said, the demand is so great that, they need to be doing one of these every month, as in starting the process? How do you envisage the quantum of it?
Yes, yeah. The demand is a big part of it, of course. And at the moment, the demand is really very significant. So that certainly helps. Based on my discussions with Powertree at the moment, we're already looking at the next site, this year still, and more thereafter. So I would say certainly more than one a year. I wouldn't go as far as to say one a month, but let's make that the target.
So how does this factor into what's going on? Have we started the regeneration for the third gen set at PyBridge, or are we still waiting for that to happen? You know, because obviously the PyBridge numbers have been significant now. We're looking at, as you said, £25,000 per megawatt per month in terms of what's coming in, and obviously 30% or greater in a profit margin for that. So obviously, if we can increase that even more, that would be tremendous in terms of the megawatts. So what's the situation at PyBridge as we speak?
Yes, so at PyBridge, the next focus was to get capacity market contracts at the maximum permissible capacity for the first time, which we've successfully done now. So that's certainly a step forward for us. The final step at PyBridge remains to get the third and final genset overhauled, which is still very much on the table. We are assessing priorities with Riverfort at the moment regarding what our next step is going to be. So a step in the process will be the third and final overall at PyBridge. It's just a case of, you know, we're looking at priorities. And as I said, the strategy with Riverfort is very much to acquire further existing sites such as PyBridge and applying the same proven model on those sites. And we do have such sites identified. We're in advanced discussions on those, and we would very much like to see further acquisitions as quickly as possible. So that's where we are at the moment regarding our strategy with Riverfort. So the third and final overhaul will happen. It's just a question of time and also a question of priorities. So we want to grow the portfolio of megawatts in production as quickly as possible. That's our primary aim.
So from the perspective of MED Mast as a whole, then in terms of the business, you haven't got any costs or very few costs relating to this Powertree deal. Ultimately, it should just be money coming in once it's in production. And a similar thing, obviously, with Riverford, because they're putting up the money effectively for you to run PyBridge. So how do you envisage that this is all going to go forward once you increase the number of megawatts coming in?
So I think ultimately we want to have significant ownership of as many of these sites as possible with as low as possible investment input and as low as possible to minimum OpEx input. So ultimately resulting in as much as possible free cash flow coming into MED and its shareholders. And at the same time, also limiting capital dilution at PLC level as far as possible. So I think, you know, if you put all of that together and looking at the megawatts in production, I think we're very quickly going to get to a stage where our cash flow from our interests in these sites are far going to outweigh our input and start generating significant value for MED and its shareholders.
So you see a model of 25%, 30%, you know, from each one of these sites as pretty much free cash flow coming in with no need for upfront costs from yourself. That's basically the model that you're moving towards.
Yes, absolutely.
So with a market cap of £1 million, how do you feel about that?
Yes, I think that's where the potential for growth is, especially for existing shareholders and for new shareholders. I think there's a very big gap between where we are at the moment in terms of market valuation and where we're heading. I think we are clearly showing that we can do this, that we can do this well, and that we are growing the portfolio. I think the fact that we have now funded a second site, going to get that into construction and production with more to follow, is a very clear indication that that this works.
Yeah, there just seems to be nothing priced in, does it? In fact, it's still priced to fail. So, you know, and I think you've moved on way past that situation now because there's too many people have going to invest too much money to lose. So, I mean, I don't mean shareholders. I mean the people who are putting the money up to make these things happen. So, yeah, can't say anything but wish you good luck, and let's hope we hear of more sites and more production that's coming your way.
Yep.
Yes, agreed.
Yep. Peter Krugel, CEO of Mast Energy Developments. Thanks very much for appearing back on the podcast.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Kevin. And I hope to be back soon with more good news.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.